Home station 30 Mice, holding a 3 Sheriffs, southwest, holding area Chevy, carrying 4 Hellfires, 4 Toes.
Misfit 2-1, this is Recon 3, saw a copy on check-in, standby for 6-1.
Generation Kill, Scrooby, a military base in the desert.
Damn, run, class!
Johnny's dirty Earl!
I can fix anything from screen doors to a broken heart.
Tromley, did you eat?
Yes, Sergeant.
You hydrated?
Yes, Sergeant.
You defecated?
No, Sergeant.
Fuck. Tromley, we have a long day ahead of us. I need you to take a dump now before we get on the road.
Hey, before you shit, hand me the bowl cut.
Outstanding job yesterday, gentlemen!
Can I help you with something, Gunny?
Sergeant, yesterday we had a trial by fire.
Come on.
I want you to know, Brad, that I'm here for you and your men.
Come on.
Are there any combat stress reactions anyone needs to talk about? Remember, I'm a certified combat stress instructor.
Fuck! Fuck! It did it again!
Hey, Darnold!
We're good, Gunny. But we'd be a lot better if you were getting us a gun lube and batteries we need. What if I do it for my combat stress?
Yeah, mine too.
Dirty Earl, you want warm dirt?
Why didn't you do it first?
I don't know, Sarge.
Rudy ain't got no goddamn common sense.
I know, brother.
Sergeant, this bear cut a bullet too.
Fuck!
Ready to kill, Gunnery Sark?
Stay hard, James.
Check on the 19, brother.
That's where it's hanging up. I get off maybe 10 rounds before it jams.
Shit is totally ineffective in these conditions. We need LSA.
Lieutenant!
Sir, the main weapon on your point vehicle is unreliable. Given the prevailing climatic conditions, using this lubricant is like trying to buttfuck a virgin underage Phuket whore with chalk. And KY is clearly called for, sir. You'll have to deal with it, Sergeant. We have 4 more towns to assault through today. You want logistics? Join the Army. Marines make do.
Marines, just want you to know, the company commander feels that it was our team that scored the touchdown yesterday for Godfather.
Quit worrying about child. Get back up on that.
Of course Godfather's happy. He's trying to get his full bird on our backs.
At least I gotta bust my cherry.
My point is, we gotta follow Godfather wherever he leads, no matter how fucked up it happens to be.
Sure do.
Whatever.
Yo, Stafford.
We got all the fuel up.
Yesterday, we ran the gauntlet with no ass and no air. And for what?
Water!
Fucking artillery blew the shit out of that town after we rolled through it.
We're reconnaissance Marines. Swift, silent, deadly.
Hoorah.
Godfather knows this. And he knows when he sends us in the shit like yesterday, we'll probably come out on top. Because we're the best. But that don't make it right.
Hey, Beaverhorn, why are you even here? I mean, after yesterday, any cognizant person with a speck of common sense would have caught the first truck south.
Thanks.
Yo! Yo, son, you shit on my shitter!
Just wipe it off or something.
You Trombley? Shit is the only luxury I got out here!
Señora merda de...
Devil dog. Your aim sucks.
Hey, Pappy, Lance Corporal Trumley's as good with his saw as he is with a shitter. I think Team One has issues.
Is it correct to surmise from your sit rep, sir, that we're gonna be rolling through these towns with a lot of ass today?
Yes, Captain. We got kudos directly from General Mattis, I might add, for punching through yesterday where RCT-1 failed to go. But now it looks like we're back to being one unit among many. And unfortunately, when we're rolling with the regimental combat team, we can get lost in the middle of all that ass. The only way we're gonna get back into the game and score like we did yesterday is to find another mission where we can break off. And Captain Patterson, you depend on Godfather to look for any opportunity to get us back into the game. Count on it. So, gentlemen, keep your powder dry.
Thick.
Present for you. LSA. Scam some off the guys in RCT-1.
Sir, not to get homoerotic about this, but I could kiss you.
Walt.
Get that Mark 19 properly looped.
Now we're talking about killing some motherfuckers.
Hassa, looking delighted, takes up position at the artillery gun. One by one, the Humvees roll off.
This place gives me the creeps.
Yeah, these guys waving at us are probably the same ones who tried to kill us yesterday.
By the side of the desert road, they pass the remains of a destroyed Humvee.
Hey, Holmes.
Hit with RPGs.
Yeah, a buddy of mine in 1-7 had to fucking clean up a Humvee that got hit like that. He said he found the driver's fingers in the engine compartment.
How did they know they were the driver's fingers?
Because they were still gripping the steering wheel, fucknuts.
Two wild dogs are eating something near the roadside.
We gotta shoot some of these dogs.
Tromley, I keep telling you, we don't shoot dogs. We shoot people. And we generally only shoot people if we have to.
I'm afraid of dogs.
You're afraid of dogs? But were you bitten in your formative years?
My dad was once. Dog bit him, and my dad jammed his hand down the dog's throat, ripped up his fucking stomach.
How did we find this guy, man?
I like cats.
The convoy of Humvees make their way along a rutted dirt track road. On the outskirts of a small village, Brad and Kocha are observing the locals from a hiding place in some long grass. Brad's aiming his machine gun, while Kocha has his binoculars trained on a little boy as he walks along.
Remember how the kids would come running out to us in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Hitman, this is Hitman 2. Eyes on the village confirms no enemy present.
Captain America, brah. Winning the war one souvenir at a time, right?
Shit.
Did that on video?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking scumbag, man. Hey, that's Bravo 3's commander.
Check it out.
Sergeant! For the life of me, I could only find a black one. Have you located any red ones?
No, sir.
If you do, you'd be sure to let me know.
Yes, sir.
Captain America walks off carrying the hat he's removed from a dead soldier.
PSC Christensen. How far you make it from the berm to the edge of that hut?
About 100 meters. 120.
Not bad. About 225. See that beehive shaped thing?
Yeah.
That's where they cook their bread. It's always gonna show hot in the thermal.
It's all about the windows and doors, man. Entrances and exits.
Scrooby.
Brad?
Yeah.
I'm, concerned about Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are with RCT-1.
What the fuck?
We don't have comms with that unit.
That's women and children.
Ceasefire! Ceasefire! Do not engage!
Hold fire!
A Marine leaps out of a truck and starts firing.
All Hitman victors! We've been observing this hamlet. It's only women and children. Do not engage! Sir, they're shooting that hamlet in error!
10 seconds.
Sir, we don't have any comms with RCT-1 and they're shooting that hamlet in error!
Laser on. Spot. Range 7-1 is in heading 030, reaching level. Cleared hot. 7-1, missile away.
Hitman 2, this is Hitman 2-2. Who cleared that helo hot?
This is Hitman 2, nothing on our nets, over.
Interrogative. Did anyone have positive ID on enemy personnel there?
Unaware at this time, over. And range 7-1 is off left, pressing south, standing by for BDA. Roger.
They fucking got good effect on target.
Range 7-1 copies. Good effects. One building destroyed.
Black smoke rises from the bombed-out village.
Dip.
Yeah, thanks.
Dog.
We were like 13 or 14. We were pedaling around in this neighborhood I grew up in, just east of LA. We saw some cholos from another hood. And we thought we was all hard, gangbanging wannabes, so we started saying, fuck off, yo, fuck off. Throwing flashing signs to them and stuff. So they started throwing down on us, wah, 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 kicking our little asses. And some of the older dogs from our hood come out, grabbed those fools, took one behind Tasty Freeze, and stabbed him up, screwdriver. Killed that cholo. See, generally, white people, they don't drag a dude behind a Tasty Freeze and stab to death with a screwdriver. So after that day, I decided, I'm gonna hang with white people.
Oh, here you are.
Chafin, excuse me. Chafin, did you get a picture of my girlfriend from Leon?
I don't think so.
Straight blonde hair, brown eyes.
She have a big stain on her face?
No.
Yeah, hadn't seen her.
Oh.
Brad beckons him over to a meeting.
This town Arifa runs right up on the MSR for two clicks. Must be 75,000 people in it. Our mission is to haul ass past it.
After that, what's next, sir?
Haul ass through the next one. Hope the Iraqis keep their heads down.
Sir, in that last hamlet, all it took was one shot. That was just an undisciplined grunt from RCT-1. Everybody opened up and schwacked it over nothing.
Hey, we can only keep our own honor clean, dog. What these other motherfuckers do in this big wide AO ain't on us.
Yeah, it's hard enough just keeping our own guys out of this shit. We can't be worrying about the rest of the world.
I know you all saw our own CO try to fire off a 203 round in the middle of all that.
Fucking Encino, man.
What'd he miss, though?
Badly.
So that just
look, Brad, can't live in the past. You need to snap, too. Got a lot of shit ahead of us.
Roger that, sir.
Mount up!
Brad still looks troubled. The convoy rolls along through the parched, arid desert. The Humvees stop. Stafford and Christensen take up firing positions.
All Hitman 2 victors, quick haul to Herringbone break. Hitman 3 has fallen behind.
Hitman 2, 2 more Bravo set. 2-2 set.
With a little bit of and a little bit of with a little bit of and a little bit of I would like, good gracious, check out my traces. So dangerous, trying to show patience. Looking for the right time to shoot my steeds. Catch them when they run and hit the back of their knees. I'm leaving, please believe me. Oh, me and the rest of my heathens pop up. Yo, man, how'd that line go?
Q-tip.
What?
Looks like two men in black pajamas creeping along at our 9 o'clock. 200 meters.
They arm?
I think so. Should I light him up?
Yo, Gunny! Christine got 2 foot mobiles, maybe with weapons. 200 meters to our 9 o'clock.
They got weapons. Light them the fuck up.
Christensen steadies his gun and fires at two distant figures.
Hitman 2-3-1. Interrogative, what are we engaging with?
Vic hurries over and crouches behind him.
You're shooting too high.
All Hitman 2 victors.
There you go.
3 ready to push. We're Oscar Mike.
Go. Let's go, guys.
Battalion is rolling.
Maintain suppressive fire.
Hitman, this is Hitman 2. My command victors made contact with an RPG team. We have engaged them. How copy?
Go, go!
You know what? We were just fighting actual guerrillas. Screw me. Hitman, this is Hitman 2. Do you copy? Over.
Hitman, this is Hitman 2. We've suppressed an RPG team. How copy? Over.
Hitman Actual, this is Assassin Actual. Be advised, we are taking inaccurate fire from the northeast.
Hitman, this is Hitman 2. Do you copy? Over.
The Humvee in front suddenly stopped. Gunny slams on the brakes.
Son of a bitch!
Why did he stop me?
They take up defensive positions.
Fuck. Why the fuck did you stop?
Bravo 3, you got an order from Hitman.
You didn't receive any such order?
Sir, this is contrary to our SOP. We're bunched up in the open. That town is definitely hostile.
Hitman, this is Hitman 2. Do you copy? Damn it, Hitman's not on comms. Do you have any information, Sergeant? Why aren't we in your defensive position?
Sir, all I know is that Hitman ordered my platoon to stop. This is his goat, Rhodey.
Jesus Christ, Nate! You're alive!
Dave, what the fuck is going on?
You were taken out by an RPG team. Gunny Wynn's dead. If you need a ride, Nate, Mikasa is Tsukasa.
We've stopped based on an erroneous report. No one in Bravo 2 is hit.
What the hell are we doing here?
The type of Vietnam shit gets a whole company wiped out!
Sir, I'm worried that there are people in that ville trying to organize a mass RPG attack against us. I think my concerns are reasonable.
Sir, you want us to set up a sniper position?
Mate.
Sir, you want us to set up a sniper position?
Push your security out farther. Let's make the best of this.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna find the captain.
Show me, punch out 20!
Leah, Christopher, punch out 20!
Go, 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 go!
Encino Man to Lovell.
I'm gonna call this one in right now.
Sir, that's a Conair over 200 meters, sir. That's danger close for artillery.
Danger close.
Sir, danger close is an artillery strike within 600 meters of a friendly position.
That would be us.
200 meters, it's pretty much on top of our heads.
Dumb motherfucker, sir. Even the most boot-fucked Marine knows danger close.
You're way out of line.
Skipper! What the fuck is going on here? You weren't on your comms.
Calling in a fire mission.
Sir, I don't like this. These two get their fucking heads together. It's fucking dangerous. It's the oldest play in the book. Officers calling in danger close fire missions to get medals.
Lieutenant Vic, you need to square these shitbirds away. You need to NJP that man.
Sir, tell me exactly what you're doing.
I'm calling in a fire mission on a hunter-killer RPG team.
There is no RPG team. I called it in. My men destroyed it.
Lieutenant, it doesn't matter if we're right or wrong. You and your men can't disobey orders. An officer who does needs to be relieved of his command.
Sir, I'm merely trying to pass you accurate information. There is no hunter-killer RPG team. What is your order, sir?
I'm calling in a fire mission. At Papa Quebec, 059-098. 038 degrees, 200 meters.
Aye, aye, sir.
Steel Rain, this is Hitman. Fire mission, over.
Hitman, this
sir,
is Steel Rain.
Should we dig in for the fire mission? There won't be a fire mission.
Grid, Papa Quebec.
Hitman's using the wrong protocols.
What?
Grid, Papa
Hitman has the grid zone designated wrong. There won't be a fire mission.
There's a switch. But once our asses get saved by sheer incompetence.
Team in the open.
OT direction.
Assassin, this is Steel Rain. Your grid zone designators are correct. Message to Observer. Papa, uniform 149-213, Bravo. 5 guns, 1 round, HE delay in effect. Target number, Juliet Echo November 1001. Splash in 5 seconds.
5 seconds to splash down!
As the Marines watch from a distance through binoculars, two enormous explosions strike the city.
Sir, 2 hits. Suspected Bath Party headquarters.
A lot of ordnance we just dropped in the middle of a city. Worried about civilian casualties.
Ray watches the smoke rising from the city.
Hey, looks like Alpha hit something with that.
I guess it pays to have the right protocols when you're calling in a fire mission.
Gunfire hits the wall the Marines are taking cover behind. Brad squints at a distant building through his rifle sight.
I don't see any muzzle flashes.
Why do we have to see them?
Calmly shut up.
I got flashes!
Where?
200 meters, my 11 o'clock. Second story, white building with the sandbags on the roof. Two buildings behind the roadblock.
Yeah, got it. His head's bobbing. You're cleared to engage.
Right on, right on.
They blast the building with relentless artillery fire.
Right through on the bell, open up! Damn, sucker. I just got some. Look at me, Brad. I'm a man now. Just like you. Except I'm gonna look like a faggot and talk all educated.
Watch your sectors.
Ray blows Brad a kiss.
Most people in America right now probably think of Iraq as a dangerous country. Now, if I were to stand up, I might get killed. But to us, behind this wheel, it's pretty safe. So to us, Iraq is a safe country, right here. I feel pretty safe. Do you feel safe?
Pretty safe, I guess.
See? It's all relative.
The natives are getting restless.
Prayer is a good thing. Maybe it'll keep him too preoccupied to shoot at us.
Sir, the scuttlebutt I'm hearing says you may be relieved of command.
There could be an investigation.
We're trying to unfuck Hitman when he's about to drop Artie on his own fucking company. That's brilliant.
Sir, your leadership is the only thing I have absolute confidence in. I'm assured that I'll have the right to address any allegations before anything is formalized. I'm assured of this.
Sir, to highlight my growing lack of confidence in the strategic plan, can you explain why we are strong pointing this hostile city in tin-plated Humvees while M1 tanks, LAVs, and Amtraks roll past? Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? I mean, how exactly did this happen?
Wouldn't believe it if I told you. Make sure to conserve your fire. It's gonna be a long night.
There's no plan for this, Pap.
For what?
Strong pointing, walled town with Humvees. It all feels so random. What we're doing? Running here, shooting. Running there, bombing. That might be a legit target burning over there. That might be a school, Pap. I hope it's legit. I hope this is good, Karma.
Rudy's eyes scan the dusty landscape. He notices a goat herder in the distance.
Everything here is ancient, Pap. We're in an old, old place.
Yep.
White flag.
Could be some Abu Dhabi trickster shit.
The group of Iraqis approach them.
Let's go.
Please. Help.
One of the men is carrying the body of an injured girl. The Marines gather around to help as he lays her on the ground.
Saddam, feed that in. Shoot. Not you. Saddam. You killed bad party. Saddam, very good. Saddam in our city. Shoot at you, not us. We help. Come. Show you. Come.
Yep!
Call battalion.
Hey, battalion's on the net. Godfather wants to see you.
Patterson glances at the Iraqi man.
Keep your hand on this till I get back.
Yeah, Reefa, his commander taught us something about seizing the initiative. Earlier today, when his company came under attack by Fedaying paramilitary forces, laying an ambush with RPGs, he chose to stop and bring the fight to them. Captain Patterson, greetings.
Sir, I need the translator. We just knocked out the Bath headquarters. We have an opportunity
to exploit. There's a school of thought that says we shouldn't have stopped, particularly given the proximity to a hostile city. But this kind of aggressiveness is what I mean by interrupting the enemy's own decision-making cycle. It's against all doctrine. But as the general often reminds me, doctrine is the last refuge of the unimaginative. Fact is, I just got off the nets with Chaos, and the General is impressed with our initiative. We are on his radar screen. Gentlemen, we're coming out from beneath all this ass and getting back into the game. He's given us a tasker. This is the Quilat Sooker Airfield. A British paratroop regiment is staging to hit the field at dawn. The General has advised me that they're running late. He suggested, if we're up for it, that we can get to the field first. To do this, we have to cross 40 clicks. Godfather needs an airfield.
Sir, we have good intelligence from the locals on the Baptist and Republican Guard units in this town. We can exploit the information.
There's no time. We're pulling out here in the next hour. See to it, gentlemen.
Patterson's face drops.
All you fine, we fine. تعالوا أوريكم مكان الحزب الجمهوري وحزب البعث والفدائيين together. هم بالمدينة عندهم أسلحة هواية وكيماوي.
Mish, seriously, what is this guy trying to tell me?
They are glad to be liberated.
Okay, I got that. But what is he trying to tell me right now?
They want to show us the locations of the Republican Guard, Ba'ath Party and Fedayeen forces. Maybe some weapon caches, even some chemical weapons.
Okay, then. It looks like we got our work cut out for us. Tell this man he's going to come with us. Tell him I'm going to take him back to talk to...
No. That's not how we're rolling, eh? We're pulling out of here soon. But rest assured, Godfather has a legit plan to exploit the situation. We are going to give these righteous people IR chem lights. They're going to set them up where the bad guys are and mark them for the bombers who are going to bomb the shit out of whatever's marked. American Air Force. The best in the world.
How do we know this guy isn't just going to put these chem lights on the homes of people he owes money to? How do we know for sure that he's even on our side, Mish? How do we know anything unless we properly debrief these people and check their intel? No thanks, Mish.
Okay, it's not the good shit, but it's local brood.
He takes another beer from a young Iraqi boy. At dusk, against the pale orange desert sky, the convoy of Humvees roll past one by one.
Oh, you should write this down, reporter. See, the war is actually not about pussy. It's about NAMBLA, you know, North American Man-Boy Love Association. See, places like Thailand, where they used to fuck little boys and shit, they're drying up. We're opening up Iraq for a whole new supply of kids, man.
Wait, please. Try to gauge the approach to our target here.
Right. Because we're going to drive 40 clicks off-road, in the dark, to an airfield with Republican Guard on it, by ourselves. And they say that I did too much acid in high school. Christ, the business end of Mattis's crack pipe must be hot to the fucking touch. Brett, listen, there's no way that we can go 40 clicks. Why?
Get down!
What?
A hail of gunfire tears through the darkness.
Fuck.
Give me your handset.
Who's up?
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. That is a friendly unit, northbound on the MSR, firing in our position.
I'm good.
I say again, that is blue-on-blue fire. They're northbound toward Assassin's position. How copy?
Those are fucking reservists.
Hitman
I saw the markings.
One. Hitman 2, copy.
You all right?
I'm rolling to Assassin's.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm fucking wet. Hey, did you piss on me? Don't fucking tell me I have reporter piss on me. Brad,
all
they shot our fucking water cans.
Watch your mic.
Damn it. 40 clicks. No fucking water. Fuck it, we should dry.
All vectors, this is Godfather. Stand by. AKS has a truck down.
Stop. Stop. Jesus. Beginning to think Godfather's just a big cock tease.
Brad gets out to speak to the other members of the convoy.
You guys all right?
That was some bullshit. Trigger
hey, Iceman. Can you believe those fucking reservists? They just shot us up.
It was shock trauma. Bunch of fucking doctors. Didn't they have to take an oath or some shit against fucking people up?
You need some security while you do this. I'll get with the LT.
Hey, that dude, no! Godfather's got some mason,
and I mention this now. Abandon this vehicle, put your asses on another vehicle, let's get moving.
But, Sergeant...
No buts! His asses ain't in gear 10 minutes ago using direct disobedience of a direct order from Godfather himself!
What are you carrying?
Italian's chow, M16s, ammo, 400 pounds of C4, a couple of cases of claymore mines, all kind of shit like that.
Torkelson! Get your bubbas in a running truck and load up right now! Hear me?
2-1, this is Hitman 2, interrogative. Where's the turn? Over. Hitman 2, this is 2-1. It's coming right up, 100 meters. Over. One, it better be. I can assure you the Godfather's watching.
Dude, I am so lost right now.
Don't worry about it, buddy. I know where we're going. We passed 7 villages. There's one more. Hey, do you remember the gay dog episode of South Park? The one where Sparky runs away because he's humping all those other dogs and shit?
Yes, Ray, I do remember it very well. But I don't see what relevance this has on our present status.
There's the hamlet. Our turn.
He sees the turning through night vision binoculars.
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. We're making that turn now, over.
Roger that. Nice job, over.
Hey, Brett. Do your big gal for me. Come on, buddy! Do it for your old pal, Ray. The one who made the right turn.
Well, hello there, little pup. I'm Big Gay Al. Have you been out, Cap?
Fuck yeah.
They had this gay bar open up in the town where I'm from in Michigan, and people trash it every night. They had to close it after a month.
See, but there's money in that, Trombley. Did I tell you I'm gonna open my own gay bar when I get back home? It's gonna be called the Golden Stream, and it's gonna be like this big urinal, right? And there's gonna be this two-way mirror that everybody pisses against. That way, when you're sitting at the bar having drinks, there's like all these big fucking giant cocks just pissing right at you.
Corporal, are you a faggot?
You know what? I'm gonna franchise that shit. You can have Michigan, Trombley. Very lucrative territory, homosexually speaking.
That's not funny, Corporal Person.
Ray, give it a rest.
Echo 5 Charlie, this is Echo 5 Echo, interrogative. How much further to the airfield?
Echo 5 Echo, I don't copy.
Sergeant?
What?
I just lost my helmet.
What do you want to do, hold a funeral?
Sergeant, we ain't going back for it, Kate.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. So I love you, but you hurt me so. Tainted
love. Daytime. A scorpion crawling over a rock.
Give me General Mattis.
Chaos Actual, this is Godfather. Stand by for traffic, over.
Roger, send traffic over.
Sir, we got chaos on the net.
Chaos, this is Godfather. Teams are out now getting eyes on a field, prick. We'll have complete sit rep for you within 5 mics. I'll copy, over.
Solid copy.
Roger that out. Chaos is waiting. The Brits are in the air. But our U-2 surveillance picked up 4 possible T-72 tanks on the Iraqi field. If our eyes affirm this intel, Chaos needs to abort the British assault. They hit the point of no return in under 30 mics, so where the fuck are my eyes on that field?
Assassin Actual, Godfather needs your sit rep ASAP. Over.
Roger that. Stand by.
Assassin 2-3, this is Assassin Actual. I'll copy.
Assassin, this is Assassin 2-3. We are 1 click out, 40 mics from objective. I say again.
40 mics, over.
Roger.
Alpha's 40 mics away from getting eyes on the field.
guys have bitched and moaned. Moaned and bitched that I haven't given them a legitimate recon mission. I finally give them one, and they fucking fail me. We don't have that option. We will recon that field. We will recon it in force. I want the entire battalion, Oscar Mike, inside of 10 minutes.
Eckhoff approaches him.
Sir, that's not a reconnaissance mission. That's an assault.
Semantics.
What about the T-72s?
The violence of action is to our advantage. I'll request the division adjust the ROE accordingly.
Roger that, sir.
Assassin Actual, this is Godfather. Abort that mission. RTB.
Interrogative, you want me to return to base?
Affirmative.
The Marines are asleep in tents.
All Hitman 2 gunners, be advised. Alpha has a team re-entering friendly lines from the north. Now copy.
Brad. Get your team ready. We're assaulting the airfield. Less than 10 mics.
Wake up.
Walt, Ranger Mark 19 is far out as you feel comfortable engaging targets with good effect.
What about Alpha's recon?
They're out of time.
Oh, I'm up.
They fucked it.
Going up against tanks.
Let's go, Mona. Hey, grab the team. It's going up.
Hey, Yo, man, if you have to do number one, go now, because once I start the car, I am not stopping.
Making Marine, the internet loves you.
Norman, get your ass back in the vehicle.
Slowly. Billy. Billy.
Rosk Mike, man. Move. You really are gay, aren't you?
Rob, I'm not cool.
Hostile in proximity to the objective. I'll copy, over.
Affirmative. Copy that. Godfather just changed the rules of engagement. He's lowered the bar. Shit, he's removed the bar. New ROE has all Iraqis on or near that airfield declared hostile.
Free fire zone?
I'm not passing that word. Keep this change in the ROE off our net.
Got any cons with those A-10s?
Negative.
Those jets are goddamn Air Force. They shoot Marines.
You know that map showed fences. If there's fences, we're gonna need the bolt cutters.
They're under the reporter's seat.
Hey, can you lift your ass in a hurry if we need to get to those bolt cutters?
I think so.
Scribe bumps into Brad as he hunts under the seat.
No.
You have to get out of the Humvee to open it. I don't see a fence anyway.
Do you need them now?
Charlie just cleared a guard tower. No!
What is it, Walt?
Fucking shit! Mark 19's jammed!
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. Our Mark 19 is down. You see again, our main gun is down.
Shit!
Either unfuck it now or get on your fucking saw.
I'm trying! I see men running 200 meters, 10 o'clock.
Are they armed?
There's something.
Well, the order is everyone's declared hostile. Light them the fuck up.
Oh, shooting motherfuckers like it's cool. Fuck!
All right, gents, keep your heads on a swivel. Maintain your dispersion.
The Humvees race towards the airfield side by side.
Everybody stay on line.
Trucks mount a slope leading down onto the tarmac.
All Hitman 2 Victors maintain dispersion. Target building 500 meters ahead. Break. Hitman 3 is holding our flank. Over.
Hitman 2, this is 2-1. I have two tanks northwest side of the warehouse. Over.
This is Hitman 2. Affirmative.
They appear to be stationary. No personnel.
Hitman 2, this is Hitman 2-3. I have an unmanned ZPU 57 TAC 2. Appears to be abandoned. Over.
This is 2, copy that.
He's got his fucking bayonet out. Doing his Rambo.
Follow my tracers!
He's shooting at scraps of metal.
Can you believe that fucking retard is in charge of people?
Jesus Christ.
Engage those buildings!
Sir, that's more than 3,000 meters away. Range of my 50 is 1830.
Move into position! Engage! Engage!
Should I light them up?
No. We're not engaging. Those are military buildings. They're civilian huts.
Yeah. Looks like Saddam's big bad Republican guard, Haji's got wind I was coming. As the great warrior poet Ice Cube once said, if the day does not require an AK, it is good.
Stick around and man those, we'd have been dead before we've been sawn.
Dude,
and again, the world wouldn't have to deal with the prospect of you returning to your cretinous daughter-fucking trailer park red state shithole and producing mutant whiskey tango scrotum-faced buck-tooth zit-exploding progeny.
Heads up.
I need channel division main.
Lance Corporal Trombley, channel 5. Sir.
Chaos is Godfather. Be advised, we've seized the enemy airfield. Early reports are we've captured several enemy tanks and self-propelled AAA batteries. It appears that we've overrun the entire 255th Mechanized Regiment, who have fled. And, sir, we've sustained zero casualties.
Outstanding.
Thank you. Roger that. Out.
British paratroopers?
No. We scrubbed their mission. We got here first.
Gentlemen, we just seized an airfield. That was pretty fucking ninja.
Keep it dry.
I know they're heinous, bro. I'm living.
Oh, Jesus. That feels good.
Smells like dick cheeks.
When's the last time you took your boot off and gave your paw some air?
Come on, Doc. Give it a rest.
You know, we can't. They ordered us to sleep in the damn thing.
Got some good news. We're so far ahead of RCT-1, we'll be here a good 24 hours before they show up. However, there's a bit of concern in some quarters about being overrun, since we don't really know what's around us out here, so make sure you maintain 50% watch. Your comms are good. We got pre-register on-call artillery if we want it.
Sir? Has any thought been given to destroying the weapons and ordnance that are sitting over there?
Actually, that did come up. But it seems the battalion supply of C4 is now unaccounted for. The battalion supply truck we left last night? It is a smoldering heap of twisted metal and failed hopes in the trustworthiness of the Iraqis we are striving so hard to liberate.
Well, what does that mean, sir?
It means we're on one meal a day.
I'm just saying I'm surprised. Zop, Brad. I mean, aren't you surprised?
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I'm betting that they were thinking that they could just, you know, leave a fully loaded supply truck laying around, just like you could anywhere in America, you know? I mean, you park your unlocked car in Detroit or Baltimore, I mean, your shit's gonna be there guaranteed when you get back from the day spa with your skin all exfoliated and shit, right? I mean, seriously, Holmes, why would our Iraqi brethren want 400 pounds of C4 claymores and crates of M16? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Oh, wait, you know, they could be using all that C4 for, like, a giant 4th of July celebration. What do you think, Brad?
I think it's time for you to shut the fuck up.
Hey, nice job shooting those camels, Trombley.
I think I shot one of those Iraqis, too. I saw him fall.
All we saw was camels going down.
Camel killer.
Look, I didn't mean to shoot innocent camels, all right? I'm sure I shot people.
Shouldn't you two be doing the after-action report on Alpha's failed recon mission?
Trombley smiles as the two Marines walk away. As the Marines relax in their tent, Sixter comes over and stands in front of Garza, glaring at him.
What's this about you losing your Kevlar?
It bounced off my head, Sergeant Major, last night.
Mount stuff you hate.
I was up on the 50 cal and the Humvee went over a berm, Sergeant Major.
That Kevlar wasn't yours to lose! That was the property of this United States Marine Corps! Belonged to every Marine! Cause the old failure to secure that helmet, you jeopardized every Marine serving today!
I was considering NJP in your ass.
Sergeant Colbert! This is what happens when you don't enforce Grimmer standards. The men's gets all lax, and another standard's fall. Double dog here stops using his chin strap, goes over a bump, Kevlar goes flying off his head, and our protective posture is weakened.
Roger that, Sergeant Major.
Sixter turns and walks off.
Not the fucking retard who lost the whole supply truck.
I'll get anything out 700 yards.
What are they dragging? Think they want something?
One humanitarian ration for two blowjobs. That's a going rate in this part of the world.
Steiny, give me a hand.
Two Iraqi women are dragging over the body of a young boy.
Stop.
They lay him on the ground. Doc crouches down next to him.
Hey, buddy. Can you hear me? Good.
Two Iraqi men carry over another body. The boy's shirt is ripped open, exposing two bloody wounds to his chest.
Kid's been zipped with 556. Marine shot this kid. Fucking jackasses. But you're a happy motherfucker.
Doc, is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Stanley, give me the battalion surgeon. You need to cast evac this kid or he's dead.
Done.
Persistent, Stafford, two stretchers to dock 12 o'clock.
You're a very brave kid. He's very strong, all right?
Doc.
Yep.
Been hit by 556. Blew out his calf muscle, but there's no arterial bleeding. We'll make it.
Roger that.
Why aren't they angry?
They are grateful to be liberated and welcome the Americans as friends. These mistakes are unavoidable.
Bullshit! We're fucking recon Marines. Our fucking job is to observe. Not make these kinds of mistakes. And we don't fucking shoot unarmed kids.
Where did this happen?
Dude, they were tending their camels and shit. So who knows where it was?
Fuck, man. Trombley did this.
The Marines stand watching. One of them shakes his head in disbelief.
Sir, priority one, surgical pediatric, four bullet wounds to the abdomen. 144 tech, weak, 30 rests, 90 over pulp. He's stable for now.
Godfather's denied the request to cast evac the boy.
Well, we need to cast evac him or he's dead.
I'll go ask the battalion commander again.
Thank you, sir. Shot by that asshole Trombley, Brad. He's been zipped by 556 from Trombley's saw.
Oh, don't put this on Trombley. I'm responsible.
Yeah. Well, 20 other Marines drove by them and didn't shoot. So why don't we bring Trombley here and see what he's done?
Don't say that. It was my order.
What can I do here?
Not a fucking thing, apparently, Brad.
There's gotta be something we can do.
Under the rules, we have to provide him with care until he dies.
Yeah. Well, so?
Put him in my care. I'm billeted next to the battalion commander. If he's in my care, and Godfather has to watch him die, he might change his order.
Right, let's do this.
Yep. The only chance we got.
All right.
On three, yeah.
Gentle.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Ready?
They carry the boy off on a stretcher. Trombley sees the stretcher being carried past. Trombley's expression gives nothing away as he watches the soldiers carrying the boy to Godfather's tent. Sixter comes out as the Marines approach.
What the hell going on here?
We brought him here to die.
Gets him the fuck out of here.
Stafford.
Let him down over here.
Sergeant Major! What the fuck is going on?
Sir. Bravo 2 in rebellion. Because they thinks they shot an Iraqi child.
If you want water, keep him still.
You're requesting that I send this wounded civilian to the RCT for aid? Problem. Our tactical situation is extremely precarious here. These are the northernmost Marines' positions. And we are 30 clicks north of them. We are far behind enemy lines. We have incomplete intel as to the disposition of the Iraqi units. Here, here, and here. We don't even know what happened to the 4,000 troops that were at this airfield 6 hours ago. And there's only 350 of us. What can be done? Option one. Casavac by helicopter doesn't exist. Army, Marines are engaged, taking casualties. Last night, the Iraqis stopped the Army advance. They turned back 36 Apache helicopters. Shot a few down. Option two. I detach a platoon and have them drive 30 clicks through enemy lines to the shock trauma unit here. If any of you were a casualty right now, I don't think I could cast a vacuum. But supposing I could, I imagine there are some of you think we have to give wounded civilians every consideration we would give ourselves. That is not true. The ROE say we have to give them the same medical care they would get by local standards. The standards here are fucking zero. It's a shitty situation for us. But nobody put a gun to our heads and forced us to come here. We're all volunteers.
He stares at the men, who say nothing in response. As he looks away, his resolve seems to weaken a little.
Give me Captain Patterson.
Yes, sir.
Assassin Actual is Godfather 5.
Godfather 5, this is Assassin Actual. Send traffic.
The Actual in the net, over.
Standing by.
I'm dispatching an Alpha platoon. Take this child to the shock trauma unit.
Huddle up, we're gonna talk.
Ray.
This is Echo 4 Charlie. He's on 2-1 Bravo's gun. Echo 3 Lima is up on 2-1 Bravo.
We made a mistake today. Collectively and individually. We must get past this. Can't sit around and call it quits now. We have fighting ahead.
Hey, look, guys, we're Americans. We must make sure when we take a shot that we are threatened. You gotta see that these people are just like you. You gotta see past the huts, the camels, different clothes they wear. You know, these are people in this fucking country. This family here might lose a son. We shot their camels, too. One camel could be a year's income to them. We're not here to destroy their way of life.
Trombley, you have to prepare for the possibility of formal investigation into the shooting. You need to write it up.
Keep your head.
Is it gonna be okay, Sergeant? I mean, this
investigation.
You'll be fine, Trombley.
No, I mean for you, Sergeant. Since you gave all the orders. I don't care about any of this, you know? I mean, I'll be out in a couple of years. But you... Sergeant, this is your career.
I'll be fine.
Hitman 2-3, this is Hitman 2-2. What's my 6? Taking a dump. Roger that.
I don't want to sound like I'm defending Trombley or anything, but how come nobody remembers that they declared everybody hostile? I mean, they told us to shoot at everybody.
Yeah. But you know what's even more fucked up? Trombley only shot 2 bursts, maybe 7 rounds. I mean, we're bumping down a dirt road. His targets are like 200 meters out, and he hits exactly what the fuck he's shooting at. I mean, fuck, man. The boy is a cold-on, dead-eye killer.
Yeah, no shit. It's because he's a psycho. At least he's our psycho.
At night, Scribe's out of breath, digging a hole in the ground when Brad walks over.
You all right, reporter?
Yeah, I'm just sucking wind.
What happened today,
He looks as if he's about to say something, then pauses for a long moment, as if unable to find the right words.
You need to square those walls. You'll never make any progress digging that way.
He walks off into the darkness, leaving Scribe alone.
Stand by for further reports. Charlie 902 out.
Seat over.
Assassin, this is Steel Range. Seat out.
Grid to suppress. Papa Victor, 476, 839er. Grid to mark. Papa Victor, 457, 837.
Grid to suppress, Papa Victor, 476, 839. Grid to mark, Papa Victor, 457, 837 out.